In Hillsborough County, voters are facing a ballot question that asks to provide a county mayor with veto power. That could confuse voters since the larger question, should there be a county mayor, was removed from the ballot by a court after an activist sued earlier this year. The push for a county mayor has been ongoing for nearly 3 years now. It's been led by attorney Marianne Stiles, a Hillsborough County Republican, who initially tried to get the measure on the 2006 ballot, and then was able to get enough signatures to get it on this year's ballot before a lawsuit was filed against it.
Get the county mayor on the ballot and the veto power takes two petitions. Okay. The reason for that is a citizen's initiative has to be concerned about single subject. When the county mayor amendment petition was challenged, they did not challenge the veto power. The reason for that is because if you read the lawsuit and then look at the remedy the courts fashion, they're two different things. And if they had really started with where the courts ended up, they probably would have taken both off, but they didn't think about it. I'm glad they didn't, because for us to go back and get all those petitions signed and get it approved, it would cost us probably about $100,000. So we wanted to get this amendment passed on the ballot and passed is one half the job.
Right.
Because the next half, it takes the same amount of money to do each petition, and the amendment would just sit in abeyance. It won't have any impact until we pass the elected county mayor amendment.
Stiles says the legality of the issue of a county mayor in Hillsborough has yet to be decided upon by the Florida Supreme Court, and she calls the legal wrangling a deliberate move by opponents of the measure to kill fundraising efforts for it. She also worries that the measure could lose because of the confusion about it, and is worried that she has not been able to sufficiently get the message out to support the veto power measure. And she reiterated her original intent on why Hillsborough County needs a county mayor form of government.
I believe that we need an elected county mayor because we need to have checks and balances in our system. We need to have a system where we have accountability. We need a system where we have a separation of power. We don't have any of that because, and it's not anybody's fault. It's not the current county commissioners. It's just the way our system is set up. Our system's set up that there are seven leaders and somebody who works for those seven leaders. And that's it. And the charter does not allow one person on that commission to stand up and be the leader and speaker for the entire board. And that's the problem. We're too large a county now to continue with that type of government.
One of the leading critics of the county mayor proposal has been former county commissioner Jan Platt.
Issue of the mayor itself is not on the ballot, but what is on the ballot is that veto. And if you notice the billboards around town, they're telling people to vote yes on that veto, and they're going to use that as a straw ballot on the mayor. So I would encourage everybody to vote no on that veto. For starters, it cannot be implemented because there's no mayor to veto. And then secondly, it should not be used as a straw ballot. So I hope the public will vote no on that issue of the veto.
And Jan Platt, just tell our listeners again, you've been prominent when this measure looked like it was going to be in the ballot, campaigning against it. What are your arguments against a county mayor for Hillsborough County?
Well, the county is not like a city. A city is freestanding, and mayors work very well for cities, but for counties in this state, they don't, because counties are an arm of the state. And what I mean by that is that counties perform a lot of responsibilities. Boards of county commissioners perform a lot of responsibilities that are delegated by the state of Florida. Everybody seems to forget that we have five constitutional officers: the sheriff, the supervisor of elections, the property appraiser, the clerk of the court, and the tax collector. They are all independently elected, and yet the Board of County Commissioners has to fund them. And one-third of the millage that the county passes goes to the sheriff. A half of the millage in total goes to those five constitutional officers. And it can't be vetoed. There cannot be a third party standing in between those constitutional officers and the commissioners. And then there are a lot of special acts that relate to Hillsborough County, and all of those designate that a member of the Board of County Commissioners shall serve on the Port Authority, Tampa Bay Water, the Sports Authority, Heartline. There's no mention of a mayor. So that mayor, the way it's structured, will be twiddling his or her thumbs with nothing to do, and yet the public will think that they've got something to do, but there's no way they can do it.